Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, Finn at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Thank you for loading me down and queuing me up, and I hope you enjoy the show. Top of the Tuesday morning to you. It's June 18th, 2013, and the story I've got for you this morning is about a Corvallis man's cattle-powered riverboat, which, by the way, did not work out. The name of the inventor who tried this treadmill-powered vessel is lost in the mists of time, but he may be the father of Corvallis' passion for alternative transportation. This story was first published way, way back, since it's Tuesday, of course, we're going into the Wayback Machine, July 30th, 2009. Here we go. Corvallis, Oregon, today, has a bit of a reputation as one of the state's leaders in alternative-powered transportation. Of course, as is the case in East Eugene and in Portland's more progressive neighborhoods, every other car that drives by on the streets seems to be a Prius. But it's more than that. Each year at Da Vinci Days, a bunch of crazy people with super-powerful welders and nothing better to do, apparently, enter a contest to drive a human-powered kinetic sculpture through the various obstacles. Tiny electric cars scream through the streets in a race. An Oregon State University engineering team participates every year in the solar car race across the North American continent. But most people don't know how far back into the past that propensity goes. Corvallis is, after all, an engineering town, more so than any other Oregon city that I know of. Engineers are always thinking about things like this. That's as true today as it was 150 years ago, just before the Civil War, when a Corvallis inventor had cooked up an idea for a riverboat that could go where no boat had gone before, I guess. See, this boat was a paddle wheel outfit, a small sidewheel flatboat, but it needed no coal and no wood to fire its boilers. All it needed was a team of oxen on a treadmill and a small mountain of hay. The cattle would lumber along as if walking down the middle of the river, turning the mechanism, which would in turn spin the side wheels. It's not magic, it's science! The inventor christened his vessel the Hay Burner. Well, the Hay Burner left Corvallis for its maiden voyage to Oregon City one summer day in 1860. As it neared the then-thriving town of Wheatland, near present-day Salem, the boat hung up, or rather walked ashore, as Corning wisecracks in his book, on a gravel bar at Magoogan Slough. It was at this point that one major drawback to the hay-burning system became apparent. A regular coal-burning boat used no fuel when it wasn't underway. On the other hand, with nothing to do but eat, the oxen ramped up their fuel consumption considerably while the crew worked to get the boat off the rocks, and by the time they were back underway, a passing steam-powered riverboat had pulled it free with a hawser, the engines had wolfed down most of the fuel. What exactly happened to the fuel after the cattle had eaten it? On this point, the historical record is, perhaps mercifully, silent. One hopes somebody was fast enough with a shovel to keep the fresh spent fuel from revolving under the treadmill and gumming up the works, but then, knowing Corvallis engineers, there was probably some sort of provision made for that. In any event, the Hay Burner finally made it to Oregon City, where the pilot stocked up on more hay. But when it was time to head back upstream, he made an awful discovery. The poor cows could not generate enough power to push the boat upstream against the current, no matter how much they ate. And thus ended both the maritime career of the cattle, which were sold off in Oregon City, and the reputation of Corvallis as a hot spot for innovative naval architecture. The Hay Burner was allowed to go over the falls in Oregon City. And that's the end of the story, except for this. I have searched in vain for the name of the inventor of this vessel. Mr. Corning, that's Howard Corning, author of the book Willamette Landings, refers to him sarcastically, one presumes, as a, quote, genius, but that's pretty much it. If anybody out there knows who this fellow was, I would love to hear from you. And, of course, I'll pass the information along in a future column and podcast. Well, that's it for our show for today. This show is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. In addition to this podcast, it includes a weekly newspaper column, a daily RSS feed to catch on your smartphone reader, a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, and a couple other minor components. Photographs and other images that go with today's show are on offbeatoregon.com, where you'll also find full citations to the sources used in writing this story, along with more than 200 other articles written over the last 5 years, all organized by date of publication. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/CC. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, and was written by Carmen Ficarra. I do Offbeat Oregon for learning and for fun, so I don't sell advertising or ask for donations, but if you feel a need to make a donation anyway, may I suggest that you buy a copy of my book instead? It's called Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town, published by the History Press in 2012. You can order it from the store link on offbeatoregon.com if you'd like, but if you still have a local community bookstore in your town, I hope you'll consider buying it from them instead. It sells for $20. Finally, if you're ever in Corvallis, drop me a line. Maybe we can grab a cup of coffee and talk about history. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com. Don't be a stranger, especially don't be a stranger if you have a good idea for one of these columns in the future. Speaking of the future, our next show will be coming your way at around 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. And until then, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.